Yeah, speaking of that late night world tour, John Harbaugh tonight on David Letterman.
And Jacoby on Jimmy Kimmel.
They're competing there tonight.
You know what? I think, I don't know, just the way Jacoby be dancing and cracking up. And
that could be good. That could be must-see TV.
Yeah.
I know one guy who will be DVRing one and watching the other, and that's Jarrett Bell from the USA Today. JB, what are you more excited to see?
Yeah, that's funny, man, because I missed Flacco the other night.
He was good.
And, he was.
Yeah, that's what I heard, and I was kicking myself, you know, for missing it. And now you're telling me I have a choice tonight. You know, I'm on the MVP panel, and, I'll admit it, I voted for Joe Flacco, but I was really torn between voting for Jacoby and Flacco. And I think the reason why I went with Flacco is because I said, hey, you know, this whole run of his during the playoffs, and you can't take away anything on that regard from Jacoby or Anquan Boldin either. I just thought that was a thing that tipped me over the top. But boy, maybe I should have voted for like co-MVPs or something,
yeah.
and just really taking the non-committal route. I don't think anybody's complaining too much about that. When you look at how the game went down, the fact that they did bring home the hardware.
Well, JB, you're on another important panel, and that's the one that decides who's in the Hall of Fame. Take us in that room. We'll get nogged in a second, but about Art Modell, you know that's very meaningful to us here in Baltimore. Why did he not advance in this one more time?
Yeah, well, you know what? I think the timing was bad for him. And even though the stars won because the Ravens were in the Super Bowl and J.O. was going in, and we can cover J.O. here really fast. The conversation on J.O. lasted maybe 4 minutes. You know? A couple people said a couple things, and it was pretty much it. You know,
but, J.O. in? Done.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the voting doesn't come until after we discuss everybody. So just let me just set it up for you for a second. We have like about 6 hours versus 6 hours worth of discussion and then about an hour of voting for each round. So you have all the discussions, and you talk, you know, you go through all, you know, 17 guys, two seniors as well. And so you talk about all those guys. The longest person that we talked about this time was Bill Parcells. We talked about him for 55 minutes, okay?
Wow.
And Modell, I don't have the stats in front of me. I jotted down the timing. I'll tell you guys next time we're on exactly how long we talked about Art. But it was legitimate discussion on Art, pro and con. But the bottom line, why he did not get in and why he didn't advance beyond the first cut is there was just too much competition. And when you're talking about a contributor versus a player, it's always tough. I think we've only put in about 3 or 4 contributors in like the past dozen years or so. I mean, it's tough. My thing, I think we ought to separate it just like we do with the seniors.
They keep saying separate it, but like who is going to finally just say, okay, enough of it is enough, and actually do the separating?
It's the Hall of Fame Board of Directors, right?
My goodness. Wasn't there a bunch of guys who are, like, just don't get it or something? I'm confused about that.
No, let me walk.
Sorry, you got to walk me off the ledge.
Yeah, okay. No, it's cool. It's frustrating to a lot of us on the committee. So there's like 48 of us on the voting committee. And then the Hall of Fame the Hall of Fame Board of Directors, they actually run the Hall of Fame, right? And there are no NFL people on that Board of Directors that I know of. I mean, I know there's an ownership committee that, you know, does stuff with the Hall of Fame, but the Board of Directors, they set policy for the Hall of Fame. And a few years ago, they went up on the seniors from one seniors candidate to two. But they are very slow to move, and their answer, and we've had this discussion in the, you know, as part of the meeting, they always have a part where they say, okay, anybody want to talk about policies and other stuff while we're waiting for the accountants to vote, to count up the votes and all that stuff. And so we've talked about this for at least 5, 6, 7 years, right? And they have always come back and said it's under consideration, but they haven't done anything. So they are slow to move. But one of the things that they tell us is that they don't want to just do something from a knee-jerk a standpoint, which you definitely wouldn't be that now, because for every move, there's a consequence. And so that's kind of been the thing that they said. And they will also point to you and say, well, there are contributors who have gotten in. You know, Tex Ram got in, Al Davis got in. So it's not like you can't get in as a contributor. But all that to say, I mean, Michael Strahan didn't get in this year as a first-time, you know, a candidate. So that just tells you how tough the competition really was. So you tell me, Q, you got 10 guys there. Who would you keep out to put Art Modell in? Of the five guys who got in besides the seniors, who would you take out? Would you take J.O. out to put Art Modell in?
I would have taken out Chris Carter.
You would have taken out Chris Carter.
Yeah. No. It's not being, I'm not trying to be, you know, corny or mean or evil.
I'm saying that
because of what Art did on the grand stage to bring the football to its prominence as the number one sport over Brett's beloved game of baseball, I'm just saying. I mean,
and see, here's the thing, Q. That came up in the room, no doubt, and that was in the pro corner for Art. But a lot of questions were really raised about what he did versus what others did, and including Pete Rozelle. Okay. And there's a lot of room, a lot of gray area there. There's also the argument of what he did when the NFL television package expanded to include Fox, and he wanted to give money back to the networks, and other owners stepped up and said, this is not going to happen. We are going to grow our sport. The heck with giving money back for rebates because ratings were down, et cetera. No, we're going to open up the process and bring in another network, enter Fox. So the real turning point from a revenue standpoint in the NFL came when Fox joined the bidding and the TV money just blew up. And this is in the early to mid-90s, okay? So when you have these discussions like this and you're talking about all of those things, I haven't even mentioned Cleveland, okay? These are some of the things that come up and cast doubt. I'm not saying here right now, because I've been an Art Modell supporter for a long time, and I still am. So I'm with you on that. So let me just say that. But when we say, why did he not get in right now, I think it's a legitimate, you know, instance that there's a lot of competition, A, competition versus non-players and players, and then gray area when you get into the discussion, and which also included Cleveland, obviously.
Fascinating stuff, JB. Really quick, yes or no, do you think his time and his opportunity to get in one day is over and out right now?
No, I don't. I think there's another chance. And like I said, a lot of times it's timing and the strength of the competition of who else is in the mix. The fact that he made it to the finalists again, that shows you that he has some support. Because when I got my first ballot, Back in September, there was like 170 something people on that ballot, and so for him to go from 170 to 15, that's impressive enough, and it shows that he still has a lot of respect. Now to get from 15 on, it's just the competition is a lot tighter.
Jarrett Bell from the USA Today, JB, I really appreciate it. Thank you for coming on.
Okay, man, have a good one.
Way to break it down.
That is JB. We're back with more next year on Sportsline.